Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Thank you, D'Amico. Thank you very, very much. If I can't convince Cal, then maybe D'Amico can. You know, I've been saying that the H-Town blue uniform should be the primary uniform. And then you turn the deep steel blue classic ones into the alternates. Wonder how D'Amico feels about this.
What do you think?
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, H-Town nice. Blue. Yeah, those are nice. We need to make that our primary uniform. Those are really nice, man. They look really good in them, man. Mm-hmm. Those are sweet.
And Fairbairn made the kick from the H.
Hey, put a staple on. Let's go. H-Town Blue for our primaries.
Dude, he's my guy. He's speaking my language here. Now, I don't think it's necessarily going to happen anytime soon. Maybe next year. But they need to be the regular home uniforms.
I think that they need to be the regular home uniforms if they go the full way that I think that they want to go.
Okay.
See, if they get that, then we cooking with grease.
Well, that's on...
Well, that's not going to happen. I know. You're right.
That's however, a whole woman in Tennessee.
That is correct. Yeah. That is the nicest way that I've heard
we got some jerseys, too. We got some H-Town jerseys, right?
Some people got
figured
some
jerseys. You get one?
Yeah, I got one.
Clint got one?
Yeah, I think so.
Sean got one?
I think so.
Seth got one?
Correct.
Yeah. What you doing here, man?
I didn't get one.
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
What's going on here?
I wonder why.
What did you say?
Yours is understandable.
What did you say about them, man?
You guys, they'll get you yours. What the hell happened?
Hey, man, you must have said something bad on the radio.
I'm telling you.
I never say anything bad
on the radio. Well, there was that one time that she was coming at Hannah for not wearing sneakers at the season premiere.
Hannah and I are tight, man. Uh-huh. I was texting with her yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so everybody got a jersey.
We know she has a modicum of petty to her. Don't forget that.
So the H-Town jerseys arrived.
Yeah.
People seem to like them.
But not one for me.
Hey, man, you probably had some bad takes or something that they ain't really appreciate.
I'm the H-Town Blue guy. I'm all about it.
Maybe they figure you got enough H-Town Blue for you.
Maybe I do. That's interesting, though. Mm. What's up, Greg Grissom?
Mm. Mm.
Wow. This is why he talks about you.
Yep.
This is why he talks about you. Welcome back, Figgy Fig. I'm so happy you're here. I have great appreciation.
Here it comes. And you thought it was just me. Thought it was just me.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, my confession was I have no idea what to get you for your birthday. And people send in suggestions. And my confession today is I have no idea what to get you for your birthday.
Okay.
So what should I get you for your birthday? I will ask straight up. What should I get you for your birthday?
Hey, just a high five, man. Or a cup of coffee or something. Mm-hmm. Cup of Joe.
All right.
I don't ask for much, man.
Maybe you can get him, nurse's care.
Oh, that's a good call.
That would be nice. Yeah. I need the first aid kit.
Yeah, little nurse's care.
Some emergency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something, some vitamins and minerals to be able to keep your immune system up. Yeah. Because we can't have you being sick on your birthday. That's a problem.
Man. Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay.
That was quite the coincidence.
I will look out for that.
Yeah. Watch this.
Man, so I was I think I saw like an article, I think it was a couple days ago, from the NP, what is it, the NFLPA?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
About interviews in the locker rooms and stuff like that. I gotta confess, let me be clear, I am not a journalist. I didn't go to school for it or anything. So I'm not taking a stab at anybody that has a job that they have to do. But I gotta confess, I always thought it was silly interviewing people in the locker room, man. I always look at locker room as another part of the bathroom. and like I said, I know people got jobs to do. So I'm not, you know, getting on them about the job they have to do. But I feel like it gotta be a better way to set up to interview these players, man. It's always awkward being in a locker room.
So glad you brought this.
And then just imagine people in a suit and a tie sitting there while people trying to get dressed
and
half naked.
Or and, naked.
Yeah, or naked.
Yeah.
And now we in this day and age where you people use their camera phones to get the content.
Yep.
And you got somebody ass naked in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when, I mean, if they do try to change this, they got to, the NFL got to do something else to be able to people to interview these players.
Yeah, I think the PA suggestion.
I don't want them to cut it out totally.
Right, yeah. Right. The PA does not want to, at least according to them, they don't want to like limit access. They just wanted to, you know, have the locker room be a safe space. They said like outside the locker room, maybe have the availability there. And Lopez, you'll have an understanding of this. Like also for like the women that have broken into this. Sure. Historically male dominated sport, they've had to deal with the discomfort of walking around in a locker room where dudes are changing and that type of stuff, and it's not necessarily the most welcoming environment. Like, I think this could be a really good move.
It's all, a bad to me. I look at it as a bathroom.
This might surprise you, Figgy, but I agree. And I've been, when I was on the beat, you know, several different things, but when I was on the beat and in the locker room on a daily basis, I still didn't like it that much. Most like beat reporters that get their stories, even back in the day, you get it from your phone. I used to have a Rolodex. Like, you know, the locker room was just like game reaction and that type stuff. That's not where you got stories. Like, yeah. I would go through my Rolodex, you know, when I was covering the NBA, and like I would do it every Sunday. And just call agents and call coaches and call, you know, personnel people and call players occasionally and try to get the stories that way. No, I agree with you. It is awkward. And keep in mind, I came up when women were first getting into the locker rooms, you know, like women, you know, were really there was maybe two or three, you know, and it was awkward. And I didn't feel like all that comfortable. You had to go in for post game quotes. You can do that somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, the stories, the breaking news, you don't get in the locker room. Now, I actually agree with you on that.
I got just a quick confession to this confession, too.
Okay.
I was looking at people sideways when they were, like, so mad and up in arms that about this whole story. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, you want to be in the locker room that bad?
Well, I think people are worried about
access.
Yeah. If now you're not just walking up to the player and now they're like, hey, we're bringing the player to you, they can control, and they, in this instance, as teams and the league, can maybe control who you get and the possibility that you are able to talk to certain players.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about freedom of access. Now we're talking about, I guess, in a way,
censorship. You do have to have access.
Right. And so you don't want to leave open another avenue for that particular level of censorship, for lack of a better term, to be used there. But I don't think that that's what's happening here. I think we're just creating a more safe work environment and a more comfortable work environment for players.
I'm not hitting my fist on the table because I can't go in the locker room, man.
No.
I'm sorry, man. That's another part of the bathroom.
I think especially now more than ever, like even whenever I do have questions with people, whether it's in the Texans building or elsewhere, I'll text them, hey, can I talk to you about blah, blah, blah? You don't get it in locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I do think they should still have access to the players to get these quotes and all this other stuff, but we ain't got to do it we ain't got to hang out in the locker room, man.
I almost had this confession yesterday, but I wanted to let it marinate a little bit just because I thought it would just go away or people would look at it differently. I don't know if I'm on an island on this or if I'm missing something. I simply do not see what other people are seeing in this Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen post-game handshake.
It
looked normal. It looked normal. People are doing this. They're capturing images of side eye. You know, maybe he was just looking that way. And, it wasn't as long as some of the other. Are you kidding me? Like, it was just a post-game greeting. Why are people putting so much into, they clearly don't. I didn't get any of that out of it.
If you see the actual video, you do not see that side eye like that. You really got to, like, stop and pause.
Yeah, I don't. Am I missing something here? Because I think it was just a
normal. It wasn't like a 5-second side eye.
It was just a normal post-game greeting.
The only thing that I would point to, and I'm not speaking for anybody else because I can't speak for anybody else on this. I have not viewed this as, like, a big deal. And we talked about this leading into this week when Jeremy Fowler wrote the piece. Those guys were really close friends. Early on in their tenures in Buffalo. And for guys that seem to do so much together and be really close friends, that was a real quick greeting. on the field.
Really?
It was real quick.
It didn't look or feel cold. I don't know
that it was cold, but it was quick, which would then make me go, huh, you didn't take the time to like stop and talk. And to be fair, you might not, right? Sometimes if you're moving quick, y'all will catch you
later.
They're
walking. Everybody's walking up everywhere.
Maybe they had plans to go to dinner, right? Like, I don't know, right? I'm just the speculation at this point. But it did feel like, at the very least, for me in that moment, I was like, huh, that was pretty quick. All right.
Maybe I am missing.
Not as close. But also, one thing that I recognize, and I think players will tell you, it's one of the things that players talk about when they are no longer playing the game. They miss being in the locker room with their guys, because when you spend so much time with your teammates, you really become family. And if you don't have that closeness, and we've all been there, right? You move jobs, you move schools,
and it's
or whatever.
Gone. It's over.
And that friendship is not nearly the same way, and not as strong, I guess, as you had previously believed, because you're not close. And I do wonder if, okay, maybe those guys just aren't as close of friends because they don't work together anymore, which is fine.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that's okay. But it did seem like that was a quick interaction.
Okay. Watch this.
My I did realize that my other confession was something I already brought up, so let's talk about it again. I know Xavier Worthy know how to fight. I just know it, because I did not see it when he first handed the football to his mama in that game where the Kansas City Chiefs won Monday night and Monday night football against the Saints. However, when I did see it, I was like, oh God, she is pretty.
That's one way to put it.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing I know, there's a few things that I can, few things about a person or a young man in particular that will make you, that will let me know immediately, oh, he probably could fight. First of all, if you are short and you are advancing very quickly in your field, particularly in sports, oh, I know you was fighting. Because I know people were talking crazy about you. Like, I think it's more about, it's more about us as a society than about that individual. Because if you are short, and you're playing like organized sports, I know us well enough to know we was cracking on you, right? Like, we crack on a little guy. We're not good about this.
Yeah.
And then if you got a fine mama, I know young men, young boys, we're not good people, right? Like, we're just not. We're going to say outrageous and outlandish things,
and they're gonna pick at the scab consistently,
and you're gonna have to fight.
Yeah.
And so I know he did, and I know he has, and good for him.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
Fine mama and fine sister, man. If you have a fine sister, you getting picked on, man.
You good? I'm hearts and minds clear. There we go. Those are some lunchtime confessions here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday. Coming up next, it's Tuesday, so we will get into college football on a Tuesday. Let's talk about what was a blood week. A lot of ranked teams lost in that game. We'll talk about, or lost in that weekend, rather. We'll talk about that and more next.